All right. Pastor Jason Cooley here. Brother Jim.
Hello.
We are here with an OPBC Online Live. How about that, huh? We decided to do an OPBC Online Live and talk about virtual reality versus reality. A good reality check. Isn't that interesting? So that's what we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about a few things. Whoa, it's weird. I'm seeing myself on there. That's kind of funny. But anyway, we're going to talk about a few things here tonight. And we don't exactly know everything we're going to talk about. We're going to kind of go a little impromptu here and a little bit live. Authorized Mike says, howdy, folks. Oh, hi, Mike. How are you? Good to be on here tonight with everybody. I hope we get a number of people on. It'll be kind of cool just to have different folks on here tonight. But anyway, we're going to talk about this thing of virtual reality because I think it's important that, you know, that people understand that. I don't know if you know this or not, but people that are online most of the time, or many people, not all of them, but many of those people are not really who they appear to be. And, you know, I'm not like driven by conspiracy, so I don't want you to think that, oh my goodness, Pastor Cooley is like losing it. He's like all conspiracy driven. Everybody's fake. No, I don't think that actually. I just preached a sermon, by the way, about a spirit of constant conspiracy and everything else. So I do understand that's not the case. You know, I understand that there are some real people out there and, you know, but there's a lot of fake ones too.
Yes, yeah.
And we've met a lot of those fake ones. And, you know, this weekend, Old Paths Baptist Church is celebrating its 10th year anniversary.
Amen.
10 years. And I'll tell you what, the devil and all the forces of hell have tried to fight to stop this day from coming and to see this church fold up, and lies and all kinds of stuff have happened to the pastors. But you know what? The Lord preserves his own.
Amen.
And the Lord takes care of his children. And, you know, we praise God for his goodness. And it wouldn't be right if I didn't testify and say praise the Lord for him preserving us.
Amen.
Through every Alexander the coppersmith that did us much evil, through every lying cheat and everybody else that's ever done that, and just through, you know, human frailty and everything else, God has preserved us. And we rejoice in that.
Amen.
We thank God for that.
Amen.
So we're not mad at anybody but the devil, and we thank God for his goodness to us in, you know, in Minnesota here, and look forward to many more years, Lord willing, of doing the will of God. So, you know, we want to talk about this thing of virtual reality. I'm going to let Jim kind of kick it off here. He's actually got an article here that we want to talk about, a little bit about virtual reality, a little bit about the... And really what we're trying to say is the reality of, like, online, like this virtual online life. Did you know that people set themselves up to be like superheroes online? They like set themselves up to be like these super Christians and these super, you know, sources and reference sources of, I don't know what I want
to
say.
It speaks to the whole AI convergence of how they're going to merge everything with online, because the whole concept of augmentation and transhumanism is to become superhuman in some way by using technology, and really the precursor to that is social media. And social media, it enables you to project a persona or a virtual replication of yourself that really has no basis in reality. And you can pick your avatar,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, and you can have your little virtual world, and you can be a rock star or whatever. You can be whatever persona that you want to portray yourself to be, and you can make your avatar match that. And it literally is most things now that happen, just like, you know, prior to Mark of the Beast, they're all conditioning for the Mark of the Beast, just like the Social Security number,
yep.
Just like the whole chip thing. And really, social media is the conditioning to transhumanism. Just like the whole facial recognition thing with the new Apple iPhone. They want to merge you with the machine.
And I hope it works. I mean, well, not really. but I mean, it's like, okay, you got an iPhone 10, and face, look, it's as easy as this. Whoops, that didn't work. Anyway, but that's what their goal is. They want to push you towards that.
Yeah. Yeah, and they just want it to become second nature. And I mean, how interesting is it? I mean, how many people and all the different articles that you'll see about people that just walk around like zombies staring at their phone, and what's the new security measure on the phone? To stare at your phone. So it's the same thing. And we wanted to talk about this whole virtual reality versus reality, because so many people, when you try to push information out there and you try to put information out there that can help people, for one, what I've experienced online is that the majority of these people online in these quote-unquote forced social spheres are really just there for the sole purpose of being hypercritical.
Oh, yeah.
And when they find somebody that's actually speaking the truth, they're initially drawn to them because they're like, well, that guy's a super Pharisee like me, so I like him. But then when they find out that guy is just a real person, well, then that becomes a problem, because, wait a minute, this guy, he's real, and he has faults, and he's not perfect.
He's human.
And he's human, and he's not transhuman like me. He's not this super perfect Pharisee that just does everything right in front of everybody and has a perfect persona.
Right.
And so then if I associate with him, you know, that'll make me look bad. So instead of associating with him, I'm going to lurk. I'm going to lurk.
Oh my goodness, have we ever seen that?
I'm going to lurk, and then I'm going to throw fiery darts, and I'm going to subvert, and I'm going to do all these creepy, weird things.
I've met a lot of those people, actually.
And that's the VR world. I mean, it's the VR world has no basis in reality. And it has no concepts of reality. And I had this article that...
You know, before you get started with that, what's interesting, we'll probably get to this, but I just want to say this one thing. You know, what's really funny about that is there's some really good people that have YouTube channels and things like that out there, and they're very kind people, and they put things on for free, right? They put things on for free to help people. And I have found that those people are the most giving and kind people that are out there, and they get trashed. They get trashed by people out there. There's one lady, and I think she has a good channel. I forget what it's called. I forget what the channel's called, but anyway, she's a good lady, and she does a lot of stuff free, showing people how to do everything from their homestead and everything. And there's a ton of them. Yeah, Rain Country. Mm-hmm. She is so nice. That lady is so nice. And, you know, she does it all for free. And these people trash her, and they're like, you didn't do this, and you didn't do that. And they're just like so, it's like, you people aren't even real. There's no way you people are real. Because how do you talk to people like that? Do you even live in reality to treat people like that?
Yeah, and they're so critical. You know, you have real people doing real stuff, and it's like real world application. And then you have these crazy weirdos that are being critical of it, that for all intents and purposes, they probably can't do anything. Oh. And what they're best at is being critical of everybody else.
Oh, absolutely.
And it's just, it boggles the mind, and it just has no basis in reality. It has no context of reality. It's heartless. It's soulless. There's no compassion in it.
Yeah.
It is artificial intelligence. It is transhumanism, because it's all the bad things, and it's all the negative aspects of humanity, and it's none of the compassionate, biblical, human elements of, you know, of your fellow man and loving your fellow man and wanting to help your fellow man and wanting to lift them up. And we're not saying Jesus loves everybody and you need to love everybody or anything like that. But what we're just saying is we're all human beings, and we're on this side of glory. We are on our best flawed day. We're human.
We are flawed people, and, yeah, and that's not an excuse to do wrong or anything like that, but it is reality. It's not virtual reality, because see, in virtual reality, you can edit everything out you want to, exactly, and you can edit any flaw. So these people, I've met people like this, that they basically edit everything out and make you think that they're, like, perfect. And beware of somebody who never has any faults, like, visible, that you can really see that clearly. Like, it's like they act like they're perfect.
Yeah.
No, they're fake. Because all men have faults.
That's right.
All men fail. The Bible says all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. So, you know, we went over this article. We looked at it. It's, you're about ready to pull up here. Yeah. It is absolutely amazing. And I'm just going to kind of ad-lib on some of the things that he says about this. But it is extremely interesting, because we're going to talk about the dehumanization and everything else that goes on online. I mean, honestly, and listen, I'm going to be the first to tell you that I have fell for some of this before in the past as well, where you get to a point to where you are no longer seem like you're talking to people, but you're like talking to a screen, and you're able to be rude and mean or short or without compassion or anything else like that. So it is like a trap for all.
Yeah.
All of us.
Virtual reality.
Yeah.
Because in reality, you wouldn't talk to
No, if you're sitting across to somebody and you're having a conversation with them, you would be more patient with them. You would be, I hope you would. I hope I would.
And honestly, the way most of these Christian superheroes talk to people on Facebook, honestly, I mean, and I don't want to, I mean, just being an honest man is, honestly, you would probably at least want to punch that person in the face if they talk to you like that face to face, if they were in arm's reach.
But they wouldn't, because most of them hide behind a computer screen and they're not real men. That's why they talk to you like that.
Yeah.
Because they're protected by that buffer.
Yeah. Yeah, and not the Wi-Fi buffer either.
No.
Yeah, no.
Crazy
but,
stuff.
Yeah, and I mean, in this article, I didn't even read the article, but I thought that the high point, I thought that the outline of the article was completely and very spot on, so I figured we could just use the points of the article basically as an outline for our discussion.
Works for me.
So, basically, the article is 7 ways social media has destroyed society, and it is very interesting too that how God is using technology to get the to proclaim the gospel, and I think that that's almost God provoking Satan, in the sense that Satan has set up this elaborate infrastructure to facilitate the book of Revelation and end time prophecy, and God says, well, as long as I'm being merciful and long suffering, I'm going to use that infrastructure to push out the gospel, to put out information that'll help people, to help proclaim the word.
Yep.
And the people that are honestly and earnestly seeking the Lord and seeking for help, they do find it. We get awesome emails almost every day, and people just saying, this is great. You know, I was edified by this message. I was rebuked by this message, and I'm getting things right. And can you pray for me? And I need help. And, you know, I need to find a local church. And can you help me do that? Do you have any recommendations? What should I do about this? And that's all honesty. But the super Pharisee, they never contact you, and they're never having a problem with anything, because they've arrived and they're perfect, and they just want to talk to you to point out everybody else's flaws and everybody else's shortcomings. And what this article, the first point of this article is social media encourages, celebrates, and rewards us for our own conceits.
Wow.
And it's basically, you know, just talking about the selfie generation.
And it's so true. I mean, you see, for being conceited, what's that? You know, let's look up that word conceited. I just want to look that up here.
And I was watching this video like a couple weeks ago. This one couple, they're from Texas, and I think they have some really good stuff. And it's just like a news stream kind of deal. And they were pointing out this fact of how they went to the Grand Canyon, and they documented this with their video equipment, and how everybody, what it was like, it was totally bizarre, because everybody at the Grand Canyon was posing for selfies, and they were staring at their phone with their backs towards the Grand Canyon to capture this moment of them in the Grand Canyon. And in that whole virtual reality world, they literally were missing the Grand Canyon.
Yeah, they weren't even looking. They weren't even looking at like the beauty that was out there.
Right.
They're looking at themselves.
Yeah, they're looking at themselves in their phone screen. And they're like, oh, well, how magnificent does that look in the background of my phone screen?
You know what that means? It means conceited means entertaining a flattering opinion of oneself. Having a vain or too high conception of one's own person or accomplishments. Vain.
Yeah.
You know, vanity, vanity, all is vanity, saith the preacher. Yeah. If you look at, in the Bible, that word vanity, you know, Solomon dealt with that a lot. Yeah. He struggled with that, you know, and he wrote about that at the end of his life and really, you know, called men to repentance about that. He said, vanity of vanities, saith the preacher, vanity of vanities, all is vanity.
All is vanity and vexation of spirit.
That's why, yeah. What profiteth a man of all his labor which he taketh under the sun? One generation passeth away and another generation cometh, but the earth abideth forever. So he's telling you about the frailty of man on this side. And he's telling you that vanity, vanity, all is vanity. Because it is. You know, it's just, Jonah said, they that observe lying vanities forsake their own mercy.
Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's, I mean, that's virtual reality. No mercy.
No.
And the mercy will not extend to others, you know, God talks about you reaping what you sow. And if you do not have the grace and mercy to extend it to others, not going to end well.
No, it isn't. It isn't. You know, so the Bible deals with vanity a lot. And you know what? A lot of online social media, and really we'll probably retitle this when I put it on Sermon Audio just so it makes more sense. Usually these shows develop. We decided to do this kind of impromptu anyway.
Yeah.
So really didn't have anything too planned on it, but we've been thinking about these thoughts for a while and wanted to kind of do something about this and say something about this. But, you know, social media does push that vanity, and it is a vexation of spirit. After you know, I got to tell you, about, I don't know, maybe 8 or 9 months ago, the vanity of social media really became evident to me. It was kind of like ripped off like a mask, and I saw it for the horrendous thing that it really is. I use social media for the ministry to put things out there, you know, to get the truth out there. That's what I use it for. I don't use it to really share. I don't share a lot of personal stuff about my life with everybody out there or anything like that. I mean, I just don't do that because the wolves are always waiting to devour and destroy. I've met some of those in person too, but anyway, but they do those kind of things. So, but I had that ripped off, and I kind of saw what really people were like, how fickle people are out there, and how they'll turn on you like a pack of wolves. They will just, virtual reality versus reality, these people will turn on you like a pack of wolves. I mean, like, literally.
And it is a cult of personality.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Yeah
it is.
We're going to talk about that.
But. Absolutely. Okay. So, vanity. We talked about vanity. That's one thing social media pushes, is vanity. You know, the Bible says, surely men of low degree are vanity. Men of high degree are a lie. To be laid in the balance, they are altogether lighter than vanity. God doesn't like vanity, you know. Yeah. Anyway, go ahead, brother.
Yeah, so basically, you know, all of social media, just like with this whole selfie concept and going to the Grand Canyon and taking this selfie of yourself, and they were, you know, this couple was talking about it, and they were videoing these guys that had actually, like, climbed down into the Grand Canyon, and they were trying to get these more extreme pictures of themselves on, like, literally almost falling to their death.
Wow.
And it was for the sole purpose of capturing this moment and posting it online so that everybody else could see it to be like, wow, that's so cool. What
for the
doing.
Shock value and the wow factor of it. Not because it was necessary and everything else. And, you know, that's one thing you have to watch in anything, that you don't get carried away with, like, you know, with that kind of stuff, especially in social media, because it's so easy for Christians to, like, desire that attention and desire that type of attraction.
And I want to, there's this very interesting and real correlation, and I don't know if, well, people that have contacted me that I've never met, but I've met through social media, it's very interesting, and they seem very, very zealous online, and they have very real struggles, and that one main struggle that is a unifying struggle is pornography.
Oh, yeah.
And there's that's virtual reality. Pornography, especially in this day and age that we're in online, it is not an accident that there's a correlation between this super online Pharisee, and they'll rebuke anybody and they'll tell them how wrong they are and how
wicked they are.
And how wicked they are, and then they're surfing porn all night.
And they're stuck on pornography.
Yeah.
You know how many of those internet teachers out there that set themselves up as teachers out there?
And I'm not talking about one person, I'm talking about...
Many of them.
Yeah.
Their own private testimonies where they'll call and they'll ask for prayer and they'll talk about it. You know what they're talking about? You know what they ask for help for? Pornography. Wait a minute. Brother, you're into pornography and you're sitting there beating these people over the head with it?
Yeah, rebuking Jezebels and telling them how wicked they are, and then you're surfing porn all night. It's like,
you don't even have a healthy relationship with your wife?
Yeah, or with yourself. I mean, even if you're not married. Or how about a healthy relationship with God?
Yeah, where's your walk with God at?
Yeah.
That you're completely... Single men out there that are stuck in pornography that are online rebuking people.
Yeah.
Seriously, shut up and live for God.
Yeah, amen.
You fake Pharisee.
Yeah.
Any man can fall. Nobody's saying that...
That's right.
Man, we should pray every day. I pray every day, Lord, to keep me from falling and keep me out of sin. And Lord, protect me and guide me. And Lord, I know I'm but dust. I know. I pray every day about that.
Hey, we had incidences today, and we had to go to our brother. And we had to repent, apologize. We wanted to make sure there was no ought. And I mean, that's what people do in reality.
Yeah.
That's real life.
Real life. Like, you have a struggle with a brother, you get it right.
Yeah.
You know, not just like living in sin and continuing in sin and continuing that, and then hiding and then going on and acting like you're some kind of internet warrior teacher.
Yeah. I didn't offend my brother and then put some passive aggressive post on Facebook and say, whatever.
Everybody's against me.
Yeah. It's strange. It is virtual.
It's virtual reality versus reality.
Yeah.
And the reason why I put reality in big, bold letters is because people just don't... It's like people don't get it anymore. Facebook has provided the perfect cover for people to play dress-up. It is the AI version.
It's the perfect clue.
It is the AI version of a superhero with a secret identity to pretend like you're a superhero, put a costume on. It's like Halloween. You put a costume on and become anybody you want to online. You can set yourself up as an internet teacher.
Yeah. Yeah, you can.
It's unbelievable. And your life doesn't even... I mean, you don't even pay your bills. You don't take care of your wife. You're not doing what you're supposed to be doing.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, and the reason you're qualified is because you say you are.
Right, you just
and
say
you
you're qualified.
Let me tell you why I'm qualified to say this. Well, because I am. Well, I was just on a YouTube video, so obviously it's the truth. I mean...
Right, I have all these years of studying. Yeah.
Yeah. Strange. It's really strange. I mean, and if you just... if you just sit back and consider it, it's really sad. Bizarre.
It's a joke.
And it's bizarre. It's just bizarre.
It is bizarre. But they can be who they want to be because they don't have to be examined. They can live fake and they try to play the crowd out there. And people fall for it. Hook, line, and sinker out there. People fall for it. If somebody mentions something, people just fall for it. Hook, line, and sinker every time. So
most of the people that fall for it want
to believe it. They want to believe something bad about somebody.
They already want it. They already had it in their heart. And it fit their purpose. And the main thing is they were convicted and they knew they had to do something. They knew they had to change. And as long as they can, if they can find fault in another human being, then what they do, especially with a pastor or, you know, especially like the pastor of a church, if I can find fault with this man, then I don't have, then the message that he's bringing from God, I can discredit it because it was brought by a mere mortal man.
That's right. The biggest deception is self-deception. That's absolutely correct. I don't know who said that, but that's absolutely correct.
Beautiful Beloved.
Yep. What was that?
Beautiful Beloved, as he said
it. I don't know who that is.
No, I don't know who that is either.
Okay. But anyway, that's true. Self-deception. We've all been deceived before. And we've all tried to deceive ourselves.
The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Yep. Who can know it?
And the Bible says only the Holy Ghost can know it. And the next verse talks about that. God's Spirit is the only one that can really know our hearts.
Yeah.
All right, so that's vanity. Yeah. The first one we talked about is vanity. And, boy, I'll tell you what, social media is being used to change us and to make us more vain. More and more vain.
Yeah. It has nothing to do with interpersonal communication anymore.
Is that the second point?
Yeah.
It has nothing to do with interpersonal communication. We have become so absolutely impersonal.
Yep.
You know, we talk to people more than we ever have before in our lives through social media. And
all
we
over the world. Yep.
Don't know a thing about each other.
Yeah.
We really don't. That's the scary part about social media. Man, I've met people for 3 years. I've had them sit as close as this guy is sitting me right now. I haven't sit that close to me. I've worked with them. And I thought I knew who they were. And I had no idea who they were. And if I could tell you it happened once, I'd be lying to you. It's happened more than once. But I didn't know who they were. I thought I knew who they were. I thought I did. But I didn't. I didn't. And that's because, you know what? I'm an open book. People know who I am. I mean, I don't hide anything from anybody like that. I tell people who I am. They know who I am. You come to my house, I'm the same way. I'm the same way each time.
Yeah, amen.
Every time, wherever you're at around me, I'm the same way every time. How do I know this? Because people like to bring out my flaws. If they see him on the street, if they see him in a sermon, if they see him anywhere, they all talk about him. I haven't hidden him anywhere and like tried to hide him. I try to work on him and try to get better at it. And sometimes they're perceived flaws by some people. But that's just the way it goes.
Yeah.
That's the way it is.
That's
like
just
you
being human. I mean, you know, if you have a certain personality, and a lot of that has to do with just being bold and speaking the truth. And, you know, people want it when you're bold and you speak the truth. People want to discredit you. One, they want to weaponize you, and they want to use you as a tool to attack somebody else. So that's part of one thing about being bold. And I'm certainly not bold or anything. We have totally different personalities.
Oh, yeah.
We are different and we are very good friends, and we are because we're very different. But I know that these superhero Christians online, they like bold people, and they want to weaponize that person to attack others.
I've had people want to point me in a certain direction and totally, like, destroy some pastor or some person. When I didn't agree with them, they turned on me and tried to destroy me.
Yeah.
It didn't work, though, because God's merciful.
Amen.
And I'll shut up when God wants me to shut up, and I'll be done when God wants me to get done.
Yeah.
But it won't be some two-bit punk that gets rid of me.
Yeah, amen.
That's just the truth of the scriptures. You know, God is there to preserve his children. And even in flaws, he corrects us.
And the gates of hell will not prevail against his church, period.
Amen.
And you can't, you know, you're either a member of his church or you're not.
Amen. That's right.
And that's no creepy, goofy, brighter garbage. It's not, you know, we're not all brighter in the kingdom and all this this twisted up dominionism, goofy, goober, doofy stuff.
Yeah, what's up with that anyway?
I don't know. It's, you know, Jesus said, if my kingdom were of this world, my children would fight. He said, my kingdom. And when he taught his disciples to pray, he said, my kingdom come. You know, he didn't say my kingdom now.
That's right.
So if he started, if his church didn't start at Pentecost, okay, and if he founded his church when he taught his disciples to pray and said, my kingdom come, he would have said, my kingdom now. He wouldn't have said, my kingdom come. If the kingdom was now, then it, yeah, it's weird, but it's weird.
Oh, okay. And I know not all brighters believe that either. That must be like a certain sect of them.
I don't know.
That's kind of weird. I don't know. I'm not a brighter, so I don't know, but I've just heard.
But we do believe in Christ Church.
Amen. And amen. I believe in I'm local church only. Absolutely. Amen. And I've got some friends that would consider themselves brighters to different degrees and levels, and I appreciate them, but I don't agree with them. But you know what? They don't agree with me on some things either. Sure. But, yeah, you know, that's...
But we don't hate each other, and we don't we don't wish them ill, and
no,
we don't want anything
not
bad to happen to them. We don't think that they're devils. We don't think that they're lost.
No, I don't think they're lost.
No.
Nope. I think they're good men, a lot of them are. They're just good men can be wrong. Great men are not always right.
And we can disagree about stuff. It's not...
We really can't. But in virtual reality land, you can't.
That's right.
In virtual reality land, if you
herd
can't disagree...
mentality.
Yeah. We're going to talk
it
about
is
that, aren't we?
Yeah, we
this
are
is that interpersonal, but that personal thing, it's like you just become somebody on the other end of a computer screen that I can just abuse and be mean to and talk to any way I want to because you're not real. But you are real.
Yeah.
You have real feelings. You have a real heart. You're a real person. So we need to start treating each other like we're real. And the Lord's really taught me a lot of this over the last couple of years, and I've really toned it down. I didn't understand the whole dynamic 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 years ago, so I had to learn the hard way. And the Lord corrected me and showed me a lot of things about that, and I've tamed down quite a bit over the years on a lot of that. But that you just it's just different being online, and it comes across different. You know, virtual reality does make the heart cold. That's right, it does.
And it makes you critical.
That's right.
And it makes
hypercritical.
You cynical. Yep.
Yeah, yep. Hypercritical and hypercynical. Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Whereas if you know this person that has blood coursing to their veins and they're going through challenges in life and they have sick family members or they have a sickly child or maybe a family member or a child that has passed away. And, I mean, they're going through stuff.
You know, honestly, people, the one thing about it, and I've been through different tragedies in the ministry and different struggles and trials, and a lot of times when people hear gossip and things, they have no idea what somebody's going through. They really don't have any clue what somebody's really going through, how hurt they are, how devastated they are, how discouraged or depressed or down they are.
And they don't care.
They don't care. They don't care. As long as they can be right on a video somewhere, that's all that matters to them. They don't care what that person looks like when they go home or looks like, or what struggles they're having or anything else like that. And that's where it dehumanizes us and there's no personal it's like so it's not even personal anymore.
Yeah.
There's no it takes all the personal contact out of it and it gives you the virtual reality, this artificial belief, this artificial system of communication that's not real. It's just not real. It's one-dimensional.
It's a setup. It's a setup for what's coming. It's a look, when these super Pharisees can do this, right? You know, we always say, you know, when we're out preaching, we always say, it's so easy to see how they're going to turn and cut our
heads
off.
For the love of many shall wax cold. And this is a tool that's being used
right
to wax cold.
Desensitize, detach. Schizophrenia, it's digital, virtual schizophrenia.
Oh, dude.
Detach you from your senses, detach you from your compassion, detach you from your humanness, your love just for a fellow human being.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, it's crazy. Okay, number three.
Oh, boy.
It gives us a false impression of what human interaction actually is.
Wow. That's that artificial intelligence.
Yeah, think about it. Okay. So, I'm on Facebook. You know, I wasn't even on Facebook, you know, and I guess it's been about 3 years now. and you get on Facebook and you start meeting Christians on Facebook, you know, these people post all kinds of scriptures and it's real great. And so you'll like something and you're like, and then you'll post something and you're like, oh, wow, that person liked that. And then you start and like, wait a minute, they like that, then. Well, I like that too, right?
We must get along great.
Yeah. And the next thing you know, this person's my friend. Mm-hmm. And we like the same things. And you don't know that person from a hill of beans.
No.
And time, you know what my mom always said? Time will tell. That's what my mom always said. Time will tell. We'll see. Time will tell.
Yeah, we'll see if it's your friend. Man, yeah. That is such true words.
Yep, time will tell. How true is that?
Oh, oh.
They went out from us.
They were not of us.
Because they were not of us. What tells that time? Just wait. Mm-hmm. We'll see. Yeah. Mm. Yeah. We will see.
Wow. Yeah. You know, it is crazy. It is crazy. But you know what? Out of it all, the Lord delivers us. Mm. But God shows who your true friends are. This social experiment called Facebook, this social, you know, spend more time in reality and less time in virtual reality.
Yeah,
my life's gotten much better since I've done that over the last 6, 7, 8 months, man.
Yeah,
oh, man, has it ever gotten better? I got more useful.
I got so disenfranchised and disenchanted with social media. I mean, to the degree you're just like, you know, now to me, literally, watching any type of interaction on social media is a total joke. Because most of it's a cloak. Almost 98% of it. And I'm not going to go the other direction and like the super Pharisee does. And I'm not going to go the other direction and say that everybody on there is a fake. But at the same, what you do see, you know, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, that spirit has an operating system, has a modus operandi, has a way of doing things. And when you're like, wait a minute, that looks familiar. Oh, and it's like this checklist, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Uh-oh.
Yep.
That's not good. I know.
You see what's coming.
Yeah, you hear the train a-coming.
Oh, man, I've seen it. I've seen some people, and they're getting ready to get attacked, and I just feel so bad for them because I can see, like, they're setting themselves
it's
up.
Coming. Yeah.
You know, and I'm like, oh, no.
Yeah.
You know, they're going to, like, destroy those people. They're going to devour.
And, it, you know, in the beginning when I got on, like, Facebook, I'm like, man, this is so cool. Like, we're discussing these different doctrines and different things. And I never, like, a lot of times, like, I never even thought about that. And people would be having a discussion. And my immediate reaction would be like, no, they're wrong. And then I'd watch this discussion and I'd start reading through it and people explaining different sides of it. I'm like, no, wait a minute. You know, originally I thought they were wrong, but the more that I look at this conversation and I'm like, wow, this is really neat. You know, we can all learn from each other and this is great and I'm learning so much. And now it's just like repulsive. I mean, it's just like, and I guess the novelty wore off, I guess. I don't know.
I guess so.
Yeah.
I guess so. And then you see, you know, then you see the real challenge come.
Yeah.
You know, then you see the real. You know, I watch, like he said, there's a pattern and a flow there. And I just sit back now and I watch it. And I'm like.
And it is so. When you experience it in real life. When it happens to you and you experience it in real life, you see the pattern so instantly and you're like, wow.
I see that coming.
Yeah, you can see it coming a mile away. And it'll continue to unfold and you're like, oh, ooh, I
was and people try to act like they're, you know, you can tell when somebody's acting.
Yes, you can.
And you can see, like, how they treat people.
And you know, you want to assume the best in people, but, like.
Absolutely.
These different people that have contacted me, and like I said, with this whole porn thing, and it's not a coincidence. I mean, that's one of those symptoms. That's one of those telltale signs. And
yep,
you're like, that's how you. When you start seeing all those exact same signs, you're like, oh.
Well, it's
wow,
weird. One thing in common with a lot of those people is they don't really work either. A lot of them.
Well, if you don't, you have time to do stuff like that.
They have time to, like, look at porn, and they don't have a job. They're not, like, taking care of themselves or their bills or anything like that, and somebody else is taking... It's just really weird. Yeah. It's just like... It's like... I've seen these people be, like, super Christians online, and that's what they're doing, and it's just... It's, again, it's that virtual reality versus reality.
Yeah.
It's really sad.
It is very sad.
But it takes all the bit of personality out of it, and personal... It's just, it's like you're part of the Borg.
Yeah, the hive mind.
Yeah.
And that's what they're getting ready to do with ants. You know, they're studying these ants, and ants work collectively, and they communicate via pheromones, and the Rockefeller Foundation is studying this right now, and they're...
So they're going to go to the ant thou slugger?
Yeah, they're going to...
Consider her ways?
Wow, that's poetic.
They're going to use the Bible. They're going to go do that. They're so evil, man.
Yeah.
They're just absolutely evil. They're going
to do it to make us a hive mind. And think about this. Instead of talking and communicating like human beings, we're going to communicate via pheromones, and we're going to just work collectively for the collective.
Wow.
Yeah. More, and that's just a greater, like, personification of social media. I mean, it really is. It's kind of bizarre. But, I mean, if you just think about the social experiment of Facebook and how they can shift your perception of everything just by what comes up in your immediate, just by what comes up on your feed.
They can shift your attitudes and your patterns and, like, your thoughts and everything. And
they can do that
already. Oh, it's just, it's wicked, man. It's the social engineering.
It's another reason why I just don't even want to be on it.
I know.
Because... there are a lot of useful idiots that don't even see that they're being played out, and they just fully participate in it, like,
oh, I know,
guns blazing.
I know, it's sick.
Yeah.
Pretty sad.
Okay. Okay, number four. It deceives us into thinking our opinions actually mean something. Yeah, so what do you mean? So, like, if you have an opinion... all of a sudden, your opinion, without any real evidence, becomes gospel truth or something.
Oh, my goodness, have I seen this ever. Somebody runs with that opinion. Yeah. There's no Bible for what they're saying. No practical application, or it's a misapplication of Bible, and they just run with it like crazy. They run straight forward with it.
Yeah, and all these people that have conveniently been waiting for something... it just becomes gospel truth. Well, obviously it's the truth. I mean, he said it, and it happens, and then one lucid person that has a stream of, like, common sense will say, well, what proof do you have of that? And then maybe that other person will say, well, it happened. Oh, that's terrible. Like, offers no proof, no evidence, and just reiterates this sentiment again.
An accusation?
Yeah. Guilty until proven.
Yeah. I mean, I'm telling you what, as long as they have an accusation, I had one person tell me, well, such and such was accused of this, and because they were accused, and that person did a video, then they're automatically guilty.
Pastors.
Yeah.
Pastors.
Yeah.
Plural. Pastors.
What's that?
Pastors, plural.
Yeah.
Pastors doing stuff like that.
Yeah, pastors, yeah. Pastors. I'm talking about pastors.
Not superhero Pharisees online. No,
these are pastors that are supposed to know better.
Senior, I don't mean like hierarchical, but I mean like 50s and 60s. Yeah.
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 Yeah, exactly.
Older pastors.
Older pastors that should know better. Just, oh, well, I saw the video, so it's true.
Like local church-only pastors that then try to manipulate other churches. And like wait a minute, but if you're local church-only...
why do you care what's going on there?
You think churches are autonomous, and you believe in church discipline. Yeah, I mean, and this is where virtual reality... it's not... and it's happening to you, and you're like, wait a minute, how's this happening? Like, this can't be real. It's not. It's virtual reality.
Yeah.
It's not real.
You can do whatever you want to do as long as you have an email address. You can do it online. But you'd never come and do that in person anywhere. Like, you wouldn't be a pastor and drive to, let's say, Old Paths Baptist Church.
How about be a pastor and just pick up the phone?
Oh, no, that wouldn't happen.
And call another pastor.
Oh, no, that wouldn't happen.
Just out of sheer professionalism. Now, and when I say professionalism, we realize that a pastor is a calling and not a profession. But I'm just saying, out of human decency and courtesy and interpersonal relationships and people that you've met and shook hands with and have seen and have helped, right?
Oh, yeah.
And have warned, and they have heeded your warning, and, oh, thanks, brother, and all this stuff, and then something happens, and they don't even, they can't even pick up the phone, and oh, under the pretense of creating the illusion that they care.
All right.
Under the pretense or the of the illusion that, well, I am local church, and if this guy was disciplined out, like, I would at least call this other pastor and say, hey, what's up? How did this happen? You know? And you could still agree to disagree and think that he's full of baloney or whatever. But,
and it would still be none of your business.
Right. But at least your words and actions would meet.
Right. But that doesn't happen.
No, it doesn't happen in virtual reality. Because it's virtual reality.
No, because I was saying, like, you wouldn't drive to a church. No pastor would drive to another church and walk in and be like, okay, you guys are all wrong. Yeah.
I'm coming for you.
Yeah. Oh, man, was that ever weird, wasn't it?
That happens in real life.
That happens in real life. That wasn't virtual reality. That was real life. I'm coming for you. That was weird. Anyway, that's kind of strange.
Mm-hmm. In it, yeah.
It's been one crazy year. Anyway.
I'm glad we can laugh about it.
I'm glad, too. The Lord has given us a song
God
and a smile.
Is good.
Amen. 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 But anyway, so, it's weird because in virtual reality land, nothing makes any sense. Like, you would never see anybody do that. Like, you'd never see some pastor go from Ephesus to Corinth and be like, okay, well, look, I heard what's going on here, and I'm just going to, like, correct you all. Paul was an apostle, and he did that.
Yeah.
But anyway, I digress. Ready for the next one?
Yeah, sure. What's the next one? Okay, they think their opinions actually mean something. That's a good one. It's decimating the English language. Sorry, Pastor.
It's me. I decimate the English language without Facebook or social media. I could decimate any language.
And our attention spans. Squirrel!
Squirrel! Yeah. That's so true. Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
And that's how these super Pharisees, that's how they get away with all their bait and switch and sleight of hand, is because nobody
can think
a linear thought. It's like, what's the next YouTube? Hey, have you seen the newest Flat Earth video?
Dun, dun,
this
dun.
This one really proves it, and it's like the same exact stuff.
And it's all the same one, Hebrew just repackaged roots. With new pictures.
Yeah. Yeah, it's the same
Bill stuff. Schneblin's pictures.
Yeah.
No, those are great. Aren't those great?
Schnebelator.
Aren't those great?
They're awesome.
Those are great.
Man. I like his outfits. He's awesome.
He said clam chowder. I don't know what that was all about.
Clam chowder.
Clam chowder! Anyway. But, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Anyway. All right. So.
I don't know what that means.
I don't know either. But. Clam chowder? I don't.
That's
like a Boston
thing. Clam chowder.
I like clam chowder.
Wicked chowder.
It's good stuff. Anyway, I do like that. New England.
New England clam chowder. That's true. Oh, did somebody say New England?
Somebody said New England.
All right. What are we talking about?
What are we talking about again?
Squirrel.
See, that's it. See, squirrel.
Oh, that's how they did it.
See? You see how we did that? You see how we like played into that? You see how that happened? That's how that worked. It was just like, you know, the clam chowder got us off.
We're not immune to this, people.
No,
we're human.
We totally know that
we're men of like passions.
We totally know that we're the same way. That's right.
Uh-oh.
Kristen said clam chowder.
Clam chowder. That's how you say it. That's true.
My wife says killing the English language. Yes. Oh. Yes, I do kill the English language. It's very. That's terrible. Anyway, but,
so, all right. Good. Our attention spans always.
Oh, we're talking about attention spans again. See how that works?
Uh-huh.
Okay. That's right.
Okay, next, we don't want to spend too much time on attention spans. So
let's move it right along off of attention spans.
All right, now here we go.
Hey, that Mexican food was good tonight.
It was very good.
That was.
Yeah. Too much feet spice.
That you didn't like that? You said it
tastes like feet.
Smells like feet.
Like feet should taste, although I've never tasted feet, but that's what it. And I think it's called curcumin.
Cumin.
Cumin. Yeah. Yeah, Kirk Cumin is the...
Yeah.
Okay. Cumin. Number six, it de-individualizes users and reinforces herd dynamic.
Say that again.
It de-individualizes users and reinforces herd dynamic.
Yeah. That you lose all your individuality.
Yep.
To socialism. Be connected to the Borg.
Yep.
The Borg.
Yep. And see, in the Super Pharisee world, we all have to agree, and we all have to be perfect, and we have to have this whited sepulcher with the broadened phylacteries that everybody can see, and any time we do anything, we must sound the trumpet, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we must tell, like, if we're going to give large sums of money...
Hey, everybody, I went potty today! And they put that online.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, I didn't want to tell anybody gave somebody this large sum of money, but I did.
But listen.
And now, look what they did.
I took this and I gave this money, and I did... I mean, why would you tell everybody that?
Right.
And it's what baffles me is that when...
And they're like, that's terrible! He gave him all that money, and he went and did that. What about the guy that's like...
Yeah, the Bible says not to sound the trumpet and tell people.
Let not the right hand know what the left hand's doing.
Right. But in virtual reality land, it's like, no, it's okay. As long as you expose that, it's okay.
Right, exactly.
Wait a minute. So you can, like, disobey the Bible to obey the Bible?
Yep, no character. Yo, you're a character, all right.
Yeah, so I was fasting for, like, 10 days. Exactly. Yeah, something like that. Yeah, like that.
We
like
all need to pray and fast right now. And we're... You know what?
I've been fasting for like 10 days. I can't be wrong with God. I've been fasting for 10 days. I had somebody tell me that one time.
You can't make this stuff up.
Said they were mad at me for like months. Said they were mad at me for literally 8 months. And didn't ever tell me and never let on to me that something was wrong. Never told me anything was wrong. Was mad at me for 8 months. And they said, well, it's not me. I have to be right with God. Because I've been fasting. Yeah. Like, wait a minute. You fasted for... Listen... You fasted for like a year or, you know, on and off or whatever, like once a week. They picked one day a week to fast, they said. They fasted one day a week. Wait, so you're mad for like 8 months? You have aught with your brother for 8 months. Mm. And you're fasting one day. Why are you wasting your time? No, that's not fasting. That's starving. Okay, that's not.
That's right, amen.
That's just starving, because you're not fasting. Your heart is not right with God, and you're not right with your brother. And but see, they had to sound a trumpet and tell everybody.
Exactly.
It's just terrible. I'm telling you.
What's the Bible say when you fast? Hey, comb your hair, wash your face. Nobody should know. That's what it says. It's just like left hand and right hand. If you're going to give money, keep your stinking mouth shut. If you're fasting, you don't, look at my cheeks. I'm so emaciated, and I'm so hungry, and I'm so holy and righteous. Why can't everybody be like me?
Why can't you be holy like me, you losers?
Oh, it's so... And once you see
I've seen it. Man, listen, I've seen it so much.
And I hope everybody's taking notes, because if you put this punch list down, and you start seeing it, I guarantee we could write a book.
They would stand there and be like, whatever the church willeth.
Mm. Mm. No spine, say he. No. We're going to get real King James on you now.
Okay. Amen.
We're always like this. It's not because it's like...
It is because it's like, I don't know what time it is.
It's almost 12 o'clock.
Look at that. That's great. For our friends out in California, we have 13 people online. They're... Stop right there, 13.
I know, Mike's in Washington, right? 13, exposed, Illuminati blood sacrifice. Screenshot it. Hurry, somebody screenshot it.
Somebody screenshot
it. You can expose us.
It's too late. There's too many videos already. Just go down the Jason Cooley exposed. Yeah, would you go down the Jason Cooley exposed list on YouTube? It's great, man. It's like right there. It's like it's like a bullet list. There's one crazy guy that's got like a 1,000 different videos, like 2 minutes long about me.
Live from my mom's basement.
From my mother's basement.
And he literally is broadcasting from his mom's basement. And I didn't know trailers could have basements.
I did not know that there were so many people out there, so many guys there could do Jason Cooley exposed videos from their mom's basement.
I know, man.
It's amazing.
It's a prerequisite.
I was like, what exactly are you exposing? Because I say everything online anyway.
I know.
And everything's already out there. It's there. And I mean, everybody, they already hate me anyway.
I need to soundbite it and chop it up and put a Pope hat on you and flames behind you.
That's right. Oh, it is written from my mom's basement. That's right. That is true. That is true.
Somebody knows.
That's true.
Okay.
That's great.
All right. Hey, this is our last point.
Is it?
Yeah.
Man, this has gone too fast.
And listen to this. This is the creme de la creme. Like, yeah, probably everybody will hate this, but we're having a good time.
I'm having fun. That's all that matters. I'm uploading this to Sermon Audio like right away because I'm like, this is great, man.
Okay, so let's see. Number 7. It has convinced us that doing nothing is an actual activity. Yeah.
That is so true.
That is so
Just think of PewDiePie.
I have a ministry. What?
Just think of PewDiePie. Like, what's that? With that one guy. He's like the top YouTuber. He does nothing. He just
Really?
He just gets on there. He does nothing like all day. Like,
really?
Have you ever seen like all these YouTube channels? Like, they're about nothing all day. Yeah, yeah. They don't teach anything. They don't really do anything.
Like the Dude Perfect guys. And they're like, whoa!
Oh, I love Dude. Are you kidding me? I love Dude Perfect. It is like it is like 15-minute videos of nothing. Listen, these guys have like never grown up. They are like 20 years old. Watch this shotgun! And they throw it in the air. It's like boom, and it's like yeah. They like high five.
We just did nothing.
Just did absolutely nothing, and you made us a lot of money.
And guess, yeah, exactly. And they're making millions.
So we've got everybody thinking that just because you do something on a video, you're actually doing something.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm telling you.
It is scary.
I'm telling you, it is absolutely too much fun, man, to watch, like, brainless stuff like that. But that's what it's done to us. It's like, I mean, I don't know. There's just, like, a lot of...
So YouTube. Then what do you do? You're like... At least what mindless retarded thing can I do and do a video of it and I'll become a millionaire.
Right. And that's what people do.
Yeah.
That's it's been a long day, sorry.
Are we putting you to sleep faster?
No. It's like that's what you do. I mean so YouTube makes like you or social media gives you the impression that you've actually done something when you've done nothing.
Right. Well, it's this whole virtual church thing, like Rob Skeeben is virtual house church. You know what I mean?
Strong spiritual warfare.
What's he referring to?
What?
Hey, it is. If
anybody knows who did that video,
that is
the best video, the funniest video I've ever seen.
Nobody wants
who
to
own did it. That video? Strong spiritual warfare. Who did
and
that?
I lifted up my sword.
Who did it? Who did that video? Was, you guys know who
that
did
was
it.
Pretty good.
I'm you did that?
Oh, dude! Oh, I knew it was him.
Goodness, you did that. Listen, that video is the. I'm telling you.
That
honestly, and I awesome. I know I'm a pastor and I'm supposed to act very dignified to you right now, but I have to tell you something, and I have to be really honest with you. I literally almost peed my pants when I first saw that video. Made me laugh so incredibly hard, and I'm going to get sound clip for that, I know.
Yeah, but I know. You see,
I don't care.
See, cool.
That's
worldly.
It's not worldly. It's just, it's really extremely funny. That was the craziest thing I ever seen in my life. And, I mean, when you make a video anyway about punching fallen angels,
Nephilim,
punching trees, Nephilim, and then, I mean, I don't know, it was good.
It was awesome.
It was classic, and I was like,
very creative.
Very creative, very funny, and anyway, so I don't know how we got on that, but that's the whole
swirl. That had Mike written all over it.
It really did, didn't it?
Yeah. The original Coolio creator of the Kool-Aid.
Is he the one that created that?
Yep, that's Mike. He created Kool-Aid.
Wow. Yep.
I mean, this guy has talent. He's got skills.
Oh, man. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Well, I appreciate it, man. It literally made me laugh like so incredibly hard. I could not stop laughing anyway.
Yeah.
But anyway, so it's like, are you using that as a point that, like, if that was a video of nothing or well, I don't know.
Hey, Mike's loves this.
Hey, man, at least somebody loves me, man. I appreciate it. Thanks, brother. Somebody loves me, man. I'm glad somebody does, man. I can count. There's like five people out there, too, okay?
Got some virtual love. That's some.
Give me a virtual fist bump.
Boom.
Anyway, for more live crazy videos at midnight.
Wild and zany.
Yeah, it's kind of weird, but it is true, though. Listen, seriously, I mean, I guess after looking at all this, the one thing I could say to you is this, to people, virtual fist pump acquired. That's awesome. One thing I could say is this, in all honesty, is, you know, get to know some people.
Amen.
You know, I mean, don't lose. I think the online ministry is important, okay? I think it's important to get the truth out there to people.
People need help. People need the truth.
There's people
lost
out there.
Need to get saved.
And they do. And Christians need edified. And Amen. That's why I still, after all the blows and everything else, man, everything I've been through with the ministry, and especially on the, I won't give up on it.
Yeah.
I won't. I won't stop doing it.
Amen.
You know, I still want to help people out there.
Amen.
I have a desire to. And I think it's in perspective now more than it was before by the grace of God. Yeah. God taught me a lot of lessons with that.
Yeah.
But, you know, here's the thing. Get to know some people out there. You know, have some conversations with people. Meet some people. Stay connected to people, like, in conversations that are not just online. Because
One another's burdens.
Yeah, and so fulfill the law of Christ. I want to be friends with people out there, and I do. I send emails. People send me emails, and I talk to people and all that kind of stuff, and I want to help people out there and do it. But, I mean, first primarily is my family, obviously, my relationship with the Lord, and then this church, and then any outreach ministries. I try to help people. We do here. We want to. Our people still have a desire to help people.
Yeah.
We haven't lost that desire at all. But what we want is for you to, like, not get sucked into the matrix so far that you lose sight of that. You know what? Don't forget those are people on the other side of that screen. Right. And don't let them be dehumanized. And let our differences become so incredibly big that we stop talking to people like they're humans anymore. And we just start treating people like trash.
On our best day, we're flesh.
We are. And we're going to fail. We're going to do things wrong. And, you know, but it's important that we don't lose reality.
Yeah.
You know, lose sight of that reality of everyday connections with people. If you're shut in out there and you can't get out, hey, God bless you.
Yeah.
I love you. We care for you. If I can send you CDs, I'll send them to you free. I don't care. I'll pay the postage. I'm not trying to, you know, we're not trying to make any money or anything like that. You know what I mean? But, you know, get out there and talk to people. You know, get out there and visit people. And if you can get out of your house and you can go. Don't let your only form of communication be with people you never see face to face.
Yeah.
Because it really does.
That's
it's
what
shaping
they want.
Your reality. Is
They're
what it's
playing
doing.
Us out. They want that. They want to disconnect us. They want to dehumanize us. They want to assimilate us. It's a setup.
It really is.
And if you're playing into it, you're falling for the setup.
Amen. That's right. And we don't want you to, okay?
Yeah.
The Bible says to redeem the time for the days are evil.
Amen.
So we've got to be about our Father's business. And that's not only online, but that's in person to people.
Amen.
You know, man, I mean, make some food for somebody that needs it. Go preach the gospel. Share some gospel tracts. Get out there and talk to people that need you. There's people right in your neighborhood. There's people
right in your city.
There's people everywhere. They need you. All right? They need the truth. They need Jesus Christ, obviously, but they need the message that you have for them. And they need a friend. You know, so we're getting so weird with, like, all this online stuff that one thing I've noticed is, you know, it's really hard for people to look each other in their eyes.
Yeah.
When you're on, I mean, I've noticed that, like, if I've been on Facebook or anything too much, it gets really, weird.
Yeah.
You don't want to look at anybody. I mean, right.
And now Apple's going to make you look at your phone to even turn it on.
But don't worry, it won't work right away.
Yeah, reinforcing bad behavior.
What's up with that? Anyway, yeah, like this phone becomes... Why? I mean, people are... Here's another thing. And this is kind of goes into... It kind of swerves a little bit, but... We're not going to stay on very much longer, but... Situation awareness.
Yeah.
You know, you lose sight of reality with this phone.
Yeah.
And, wow, did you see that? Change the light of that?
Yeah.
Squirrel. but we're losing our situational awareness.
Yeah.
You know? And what that means is that basically, like, people are getting mugged all around.
Yeah.
They're getting mugged, beat up, hurt. You know? What's that?
You know, Mike said, working with people all the time makes me really realize how important the church is.
And, amen.
And, you know, that's another thing that we want to, that we were talking about today that we do want to emphasize is, you know, church is important. And amen. That is, that, what is church? You know, what is the local church? What is authority?
Yeah.
What is ordination? Where does the authority come from? You know, it is important. The gates of hell have not prevailed against Christ's churches, and you should find one, and you amen. Should want to be in one. And if you got to drive 900 miles, then that's what you got to do. But
yeah, find something, amen.
But find something, you know.
And you know what? I wish there's more pastors looking for people out there, yeah. too, you know. And we're praying about that as well, because we want to see more churches planted and started and help others out there. People are losing their sight of, like, just day-to-day affairs.
Yeah.
And they're being sucked in to, like, a virtual yeah. world where basically what ends up happening is that, like, I mean, man, there's people video recording people getting beat.
Yeah.
You know? And, you know, they're getting beat and they're not doing it. They're just recording on a phone. Yeah. And they're like, I mean, you see all these, and why? Because they want it to be a number one hit on YouTube.
Exactly.
Dude, that's sick. Stop and help those people. Call the police, yeah. you know, help them. You know, that's reality. You know, that's just reality. It's just so sick. You know?
Mm.
It's just yeah. it's just so sick when we see that. So, you know, don't get sucked into that to where you lose right. all sense of personalization.
And watching video sermons regardless of how good they are and listening to sermon audio is not sufficient. It's no. not. It does not replace human interaction.
No.
It does not replace the body. It doesn't replace the brethren. It no. doesn't. I mean, I wish it did. Hey, that.
Hey, you know? We know, man, it's hard. And I know, and I'm not like
beating we're not making people light up. Of any of it.
No.
Hey, I know. Oh, my.
Yeah.
Mm.
So, you know, we'll pray for everybody out there about that, you know, and pray the Lord would raise up more churches and that, you know, pastors make the and churches make themselves known more so people can find them and everything like that, you know. But get in contact with people, you know. Don't lose sight of that and keep your and just love people, man.
Amen.
Just try to love people. And you know what, they're not all gonna be perfect.
Yeah.
None of them are. I can promise yeah. you that. None of them are. None of
none
us are perfect.
Of them.
We all have flaws.
Present company included.
Especially.
Yeah.
But we still need each other. God put us on this earth for a reason. So,
yeah, amen.
You know, praise God. I hope that, you know, you've been edified by this. I hope it helps you. It's raw and uncut, unedited. We're not.
And it's who we are. And,
hey.
And if we offended you, we didn't intend to offend anybody.
Even if I drink from the jug, does that offend you? I've had a lot of water today.
You have, man. I'm proud of you. You're doing good. But, and, you know.
Mike, is it offensive to say that Mexican food is very salty and I had to drink a lot of water?
I don't think so, but I'm not Mexican.
I know, I was asking Mike, I don't know.
Yeah, it's a jug of sustenance.
Yeah. It is water, I promise.
Yeah. All right, spring water.
Is it natural spring water? Who believes this is natural spring water?
I don't think there's
water?
Anything natural about that spring water.
Anyway, kidding. All right. Well, we are going to get out of here
yeah.
so you can all get to bed, so you can go to church tomorrow morning. And we have a fun day planned tomorrow.
Yes.
10th anniversary. Praising God for his goodness.
Amen.
10 years of Old Paz Baptist Church. And we thank God for it.
Amen.
And thank God for all of you out there. And, you know, pray for us. And have a good night. For Brother Jim, it's Pastor Jason Cooley. OPBC Online. A ministry of Old Paz Baptist Church.
Amen.
In Northfield, Minnesota. Whoa.